This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We're going to do it. I mean, this today we're kicking off with a good one, too. From the TruthAboutGuns.com, I have the editor-in-chief. That is one young Dan Zimmerman. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon to you, sir. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday? Nobody ever wishes me Happy Monday. That's the nicest thing that's been said to me today, Dan.
I'm glad I could brighten your day.
I appreciate that. Now, let's talk about this right off the front page. I mean, gun owners in Virginia. Virginia, now, tell me about this guy, because I haven't been paying too much attention to Mr. Youngkin. Is he a good Second Amendment candidate or no?
Well, to be honest, I don't know. What I do know is that he, whatever his record is and whatever his opinions are, it's going to be better than his opponent,
McAuliffe.
Yes, exactly. Glenn Youngkin has taken what can only be assumed to be a very strategic position on how to handle the question of guns and gun rights through the campaign for governor. And Youngkin is running against one-term governor, Terry McAuliffe. McAuliffe is running for a second term in Virginia, has a quirk of, you know, people can't run for consecutive terms. So he was, McAuliffe was the governor before Governor Blackface Northam 4 years ago. He left office, and now he's running for a second term. Mr. Youngkin has, as I said, kept his opinions on guns and gun rights on the down low. And I have to believe that is a calculated decision. He didn't fill out the NRA's candidate questionnaire, which means the NRA did not give him its endorsement. And my guess is that was very much intentional. The NRA, which is also based in Virginia, of course, is increasingly toxic. And my assumption is that he made the political calculation that whatever amount it may hurt him to not talk about gun rights and not have the NRA's endorsement would be far less than the benefit he'd get in Northern Virginia suburbs that have trended blue in recent elections. So better to not spook the horses, so to speak, not talk about guns and gun rights and all that. And I think that's basically what we know about Mr. Youngkin. And on the other side of the coin, we know a lot about Terry McAuliffe and what he thinks about guns.
He's been there before.
He's been there before. You know, he makes no bones about his opponent, his opposition to gun rights, his love of bombs to bad action, his desire for an assault weapons ban. That's, you know, the one major item that Governor Northam could tick off his to-do list was get a an assault weapons ban through the legislature. McAuliffe has talked about declaring a gun violence emergency, a health care emergency, and using that as a pretext in order to ban so-called assault weapons. We'll see if that comes to pass if he's elected. That would
what is the threshold for an emergency in Virginia? What's their crime looking like?
I'm sure their crime, like many, like any urban area, like almost every state right now, is up. When you have defunded police departments and you've got prosecutors who don't prosecute and you've got zero bail policies and laws in many states. So I'm sure their numbers are up in their urban areas. And I think the threshold for what constitutes an emergency is pretty much anything the governor says it is. So the question is, if he's elected, would McAuliffe go ahead and force the issue? And he would, of course, immediately be sued if he did that, and we'd be in for a big court fight. Unless he thought he could actually get something through the state legislature, which is, it's almost like the U.S. U.S. Congress right now. It's close to a 50-50 balance. Not exactly, but it's very close, and that's why Democrats got a lot of their gun control bills through the Virginia legislature, but they couldn't manage to get an assault weapons ban.
Yeah. So, now, this thing with Youngkin, which I have read all the way into it. Now, the Dominion Energy, apparently, they've decided to say, hey, just forget everything, right? We take all that back, right?
Yeah, their political action committee had contributed a couple of $100,000 to another political action committee to make it as opaque as possible. And that second political action committee, which is called Accountability Virginia, ran ads casting doubt on Youngkin's support for gun rights, made it look like it was coming from the right, and that, oh my gosh, Youngkin really isn't a gun rights supporter, and the NRA won't endorse them, and the obvious intent there was to keep gun rights voters at home on November 2nd. And that was all supported by one of the biggest utilities in the state.
The only problem with that is that I would have to see. It would really depend on, I don't follow Virginia enough. I kind of think Virginia's gone over to the dark side. I hope not. Hope they haven't. But I haven't been following them of late. And when they go over to the dark side like that, and I begin to wonder, is there any chance we could pull them back? But what's education like going on right now? Are they teaching a lot of critical race theory? What's the mask mandate looking like? How bad is the whole vaccine tyranny going on in there? That's what I want to know, besides that. And normally, if you find somebody that is looking at that stuff and would be against that kind of stuff and that is fiscally responsible, they're pretty good on gun rights. I mean, how bad would you want the NRA endorsement if you were running for office, Dan?
Not terribly much these days. I think that does a lot more harm than good in most cases, even in a lot of red states these days. The NRA, as I said, is increasingly toxic.
Hang on for me. This comes straight from the front page of thetruthaboutguns.com. It is a very interesting, thought-provoking article, which is a regular thing at thetruthaboutguns.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision. Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out, arrowprecisionusa.com. So we're talking to Dan Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com. You missed the excitement, man.
What did I miss?
Well, I'm sitting here just cooling my heels waiting for the break to go by. And my handy-dandy Lucky Astrology mood fan burned itself out, just tore itself up.
Sorry to hear that.
I had to shoot it to keep it off of me. Only in this radio studio could that happen.
Did it go rogue?
Rogue. Absolutely rogue. Let's talk about some stuff. So, you have an article about the defunding of the police department, how that's becoming an increasingly difficult thing to do. However, they are still doing it, though. They're still doing it, aren't they?
Yeah, this comes to us from our good friends at The Trace, which is, of course, Michael Bloomberg paid for anti-gun agitprop generation operations, for which he pays many hundreds of thousands of dollars a year. But they note that in Baltimore, which vies every year with a few other cities in the country, like Memphis and St. Louis and a few others for the most deadly cities in the country, that title, the argument for defunding the police, continuing to defund the police, is getting more difficult to make. But there are activists, they write very approvingly of activists there who are making that argument. It's funny that in a city like that, where limousine liberals most often are the ones who are arguing that police should be defunded, the people who actually live in neighborhoods where gun violence is the biggest problem, and pardon me for using the anti-gunner's term, gun violence, those people who are there basically on the front lines, as it were, are the ones who are increasingly against defunding the police. They like to have police there. Yes, cities like Baltimore, like any city, have some bad cops, and there have been some incidents of police brutality and some questionable prosecution. However, for the most part, the people who live in those neighborhoods where crime is the biggest problem, they know that the police still, and the threat of police response does keep criminal activity to a dull roar, and that is increasingly not the case now. We picked a few different paragraphs from this article, but one in particular tells the story the best. With the death toll in the city's gun violence rising, residents and neighborhoods in the front lines of violence are caught between a police department with a record of abuse and the fear that even a marginal cut to funding will lead to chaos and even more violence. Go figure. Defunding the police leaves people with so many unknowns, making it a tough sell. That's why Ray Kelly, who's one of the local defunding advocates, the local face of police reform activism, fussed with those speakers trying to put people at ease with music before broaching this fraught subject. Yeah, good luck. In other words, he's trying to sweet talk the local populace into believing that defunding the police, pulling money out of the police budget, and having fewer cops on the beat is actually going to end up helping these people in the long run. Where it's been demonstrated time and time again across the country, that's not the case. These people live in neighborhoods where gunfire is heard regularly. To the extent that they own local businesses, their businesses are attacked and threatened regularly. It's just a disaster, and it's after 18 months of this garbage, it's good to hear that these people are having a harder and harder time selling these utopian ideals.
Well, I mean, it's a stupid proposition to begin with to defend the police. I mean, in most of these areas where they're actually doing it, you have the most vulnerable populations.
Exactly.
They're disarmed. They're not able to do anything to defend themselves in most cases by law.
No, and it was entirely predictable, and everybody knew that the people who would bear the biggest brunt of these policies would be the poor, the working class, and the people who live in the most dangerous neighborhoods.
Right.
Where do criminals and gangs operate most often? In those neighborhoods where those people live.
Yep. They don't need less police. They need more.
Exactly. And those people know it, and that's what they want.
If it's about public safety.
Well, it's never about public safety for the advocate. It is about public safety for the poor people who live there.
Sure. Absolutely. But, I mean, when we get back, and we're going to have to go off script a little bit, I just want to have a discussion about the opposite side of the coin and just get your opinion on this, because I'm curious as to, whenever I need sanity brought into my life, I call Dan. I don't know how many things I've called him with where I'm like, I'm ready to go completely scorched earth, and he just talks me down. Just absolutely talks me down. But this whole, the other thing I find interesting is that in these areas where they wanted to fund the police, they also have a Soros prosecutor.
Very often.
Yeah.
Yeah, which just compounds the problem.
Yeah, and I mean, it for the law-abiding, where they want criminals off the street, they either don't get charged. They've got, like you said, bail reform to where they don't even go downstairs or upstairs, or they just go left to right. They go in indoor and go out the outdoor.
Exactly.
So this article is on the front page of What's New. It's in the What's New category at thetruthaboutguns.com, where well over 10, 15 of these are put up every day. As a matter of fact, although we may not talk about it today, was Have You Hugged Your AK Today Day. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Texas Sights mix the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with XS's Tritium night sights, from big dots to three dots. XS has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with XS Sights.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Reaction continuing to come in to Colin Powell, the Secretary of State during the presidency of George W. Bush and the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff during the first Gulf War, passing at the age of 84 because of complications from COVID-19. United States Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin on Monday speaking about Powell's death.
The world lost one of the greatest leaders that we have ever witnessed. Alma lost a great husband, and the family lost a tremendous father.
Texas officials are calling on President Biden to secure the U.S.-Mexico border. Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick on Fox News saying what President Biden should be doing differently.
He should have not stopped building the wall. He should have not stopped enforcement. He should have not stopped MPP. This is all on his hands.
USA Radio News. A video that went viral shows both President Joe Biden and First Lady Jill Biden not wearing masks as they walk into an expensive restaurant in Washington, D.C. The city's mask mandate states that everyone, including fully vaccinated people, must wear masks in indoor public settings, including restaurants and bars, when not eating or drinking. Home builders are feeling more confident this month despite labor shortages and supply chain issues. The National Association of Home Builders saying building sentiment rose 4 points in October as demand and sales remained strong. The group noting builders will continue to grapple with challenges that are delaying completion times and driving up home prices. The NAHB cites affordability as a top concern for builders as they raise prices to keep up with increasing costs. More news at USARadio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out, AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We're speaking with Dan Zimmerman from the TruthAboutGuns.com. And Dan is, I'm putting you in the talk me down thing.
Okay. I'm bracing myself.
Okay. So I have been watching this defund the police thing with growing concern and in a lot of ways. And I look at the way it's going and I look where it's happening. And the first thing that comes to mind is I realize these citizens elected this government that's defunding the police. Fair?
True.
Then I think about it for a minute. And when I start considering other things, then I begin to sort of wilt a little bit, if you will. Because I look at the way some of the police around the United States have handled themselves in the last year and a half regarding all of this COVID nonsense.
Yes.
And it occurs to me that there's not a lot of critical thinking going on out there amongst the municipalities and the police departments and the chain of command there and the guys on the street and everything else. I mean, they know what real crime is. And at the same time, they're out there breaking up, you know, Sunday go to meetings.
Well, I've seen isolated incidents of that, and you're right, that does happen in some cases. But so far, we haven't seen anywhere near the incidents. Those kinds of things happen here that we see in places like Canada or, God forbid, Australia.
Yeah.
You know, those are orders of magnitude worse. I haven't seen a lot of reports of cops, you know, breaking up church services. I know we saw some of that last year, and none of that is a good look. And we're seeing some things on the other side, too. I mean, we're going to have a post coming up here, going up in a little while, on what's happening in Chicago right now, you know, where you've got 640 murders so far this year, something like that. And the mayor is threatening to fire what amounts to about half of her 13,000 cops.
Yeah.
Because they refuse to disclose their health records and therefore cannot be certified as having been vaccinated.
Right.
So you've got, and that this seems to be spreading as well. This kind of started with the airlines, you know, a couple of weeks ago with Southwest, and then American Airlines, and then Delta came out and said, we're not even going to mandate it anymore. But part of that was easy for them to say that, of course, because they said about 90-some percent of their employees have gotten vaccinated. But they didn't want to end up with pilots and who knows how many other people, flight attendants, grounding hundreds of flights, thousands, you know, in the case of Southwest. So, and now we're seeing this spread to police departments in states and cities that are taking the mandate to the extreme and saying either you do it or you're fired. So how can I further talk you down? What's your biggest concern here? Are you worried that the police will continue to enforce some of these mandates?
As certain things happen, and listen, I've never been a cop. I don't know how bad it is to be a cop. I would imagine it's pretty bad to be a cop, especially in an area where you have been demonized and thrown under the bus and all this other stuff.
Yeah.
But like I you know, I see all these videos, and some of them are purely put out there to instigate something, to create something, no doubt about that. But then when you see somebody that's out there and all he's not doing is not producing his ID, and they come up and stick a gun in his ear.
Have you seen one of those? Or I've not seen one of those.
I've seen one of those, yeah, I've seen one of those. And I mean it was a you know, he wasn't one of these auditors, one of these First Amendment auditors you see out there. Just me being honest, sometimes I think they're kind of inviting what they get. But this guy was just, I don't know, I think it had to do with his window tint and his exhaust. He had one of those Hellcats. So, I see that, and I see it. I look at that, and my first thought is they're reacting out of fear.
The police officer?
Yeah, and I get that. I get the fear thing, but I mean,
yeah.
They've got to get a hold of that. I mean, I was in the military in quite a few instances where fear was present, and I mean, it was present and in my face present. I could feel the rotor wash kind of present. And, you know, I had to sit there and I had to maintain my composure and not bring my crew served weapon up and go, okay, comrade, I'm ready. You know, I couldn't continue the provocation because it would have turned into something hot versus hot and kinetic versus what it was.
Right.
Which lots of misunderstandings during the Cold War. But,
well, I understand what you're saying. I haven't seen specifically somebody put a gun in somebody's ear but not producing ID. I don't doubt it probably happened. With tens of thousands of cops all over the country, you're going to get some at least questionable situations and certainly some absolutely egregious ones that make police look bad. But again, if you look at the statistics, those are by far
the smallest number, or the tiny minority of police civilian interaction. And now that you've got everyone in the world walking around with a camera in their pocket, a huge number of these things get filmed and spread around the world in an instant. And that makes all cops look bad, when, again, what we're dealing with is a very small number of bad apples. I do not doubt for a minute that we've got problems with some police officers and there's some reforms that need to happen. However, the vast number of police officers do a good job, and I want the vast number of police officers on the job keeping my neighborhood safe and other neighborhoods that needed a lot more than mine safe. Just like these people in Baltimore who live in places, you know, that are far less safe than my neighborhood. Yeah.
Well, I don't disagree with you on that. I'm just saying, you know, especially the whole filming part. You see, right. You see some of these cops out there telling you that they can't be filmed. And that's the Supreme Court. You know, it's the same thing as abortion now. Yes, you can.
Yeah.
You absolutely can be filmed.
Public, you absolutely can. And if you're told that you can't by a cop, that's absolutely wrong, and it's a violation of your First Amendment rights.
Now, by the same token, I don't roll around, you know, constantly sticking a camera in their face.
No, neither do I. I don't understand people.
I find that to be quite counterproductive. I might be if I saw something malfeasant going on, I might film that with a long zoom lens to where they could be surprised when they saw it pop up in the news. Hang on for me, if you would. Dan is the editor-in-chief at thetruthaboutguns.com. We're going right back there in just a second. This is Lock and Load.
Anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the U.S. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Speaking with Dan Zimmerman, he is the editor-in-chief from The Truth About Guns. And I did not realize Nick was still with you. Nick Leghorn, is that Foghorn? Is that what he goes by, Foghorn now?
He does, but that's actually an article we ran in the past that I reran because, it's timely again.
Here's the thing, and I've been wondering when this would... I missed it, but we're talking about hog hunting now. And hog hunting is big business. It's in various places. You can go, and there's no limit on how many hogs you can shoot and kill and, I guess, harvest.
There's no limit. There's no season.
No season. Actually, you're doing a public service when you go hog hunting.
You absolutely are.
You can, I guess you can do it a variety of different ways. You can do it in a helicopter. Can you do it in a vehicle? Can you go
that's going to vary from state to state. I believe it's legal. That's legal in Texas, but I'm not positive. I don't know that for sure.
Yeah.
But that will look state to state. And, of course, the reason is feral hogs are considered an invasive species.
Right.
And are a nuisance, and that's why it is legal almost everywhere to hunt them year-round with no limit whatsoever. You shoot and kill as many as you can, and the local agricultural community will thank you for it.
Well, now, see, I don't... If I was going to go hunt, it would be hog hunting. But I haven't been hog hunting because when I was stationed in Germany, the hogs on the military posts... where they could raid all the garbage that we left and all the food and everything we left.
Mm-hmm.
Those things got as big. They made Hogzilla look like Junior.
Oh, yeah, they get big.
Very big, very big. And they had no fear of man at all. If you threw rocks at them, they tried to eat the rocks.
That's why you carry a rifle.
Yeah, well, you see, in the military, you carry a rifle, you just don't carry any bullets most of the time. anyhow. However, here's the thing about hunting hogs, or most of, you know, any animal like this. Hogs are dangerous, aren't they?
They can be, yeah. I mean, they will run you down. I mean, they can be aggressive, but I know lots of people who hog hunt all the time and have a great time doing it and get lots of piggies when they go out. And I'm hoping to have the chance to do that for the first time in a few months here.
Well, you have to tell me how that goes. Says you don't even need a license to hunt them in Texas.
No, you do not.
The problem with hogs, though, but I mean, most of the ones that I see getting hunted and killed down in Texas are not, they don't get to the size to where they could be considered a predator, a feral predator. Although they do travel in packs, I guess they could probably take you in if they got you in mass. But the problem...
They travel in packs, and there was a woman who was killed by one in suburban Houston last year. Yeah, she was. So it happens. They get big enough to do some serious damage.
They carry something called brucellosis, a bacterial infection. Is that how you pronounce it?
They do, exactly. That's why if you do want to harvest meat from the hogs you hunt, there are a number of basic precautions you need to take when handling the meat. And we go through all that in detail in this post. Nick is a former EMT and has a lot of knowledge about, basic disease control.
Right. Symptoms of brucellosis include severe joint pain, the sweats, recurrent fevers, weight loss, and muscle pain in humans. You would get this from the saliva, I guess, from the
hog? Yeah, I think any bodily fluid, I think you can get it from blood as well. And while piggies carry it, it's not just pigs. I mean, you can get it. It's been known to be carried by elk, bison, caribou, moose, and deer. And we've ran a video here of some field dressing a deer, and that was actually the first deer I ever shot, the only deer I ever shot, and it was expertly field dressed by Tyler Key and Nick years ago when I shot it here in Texas. And it's a good thing to watch, and you can see that they do it with gloves and they're wearing eye protection. It's just a good idea to just take some basic precautions. You know, most of the time you don't have to worry about it, but it's just not worth the risk.
I have a friend of mine that just he hunts predators, and I've often said that if I was ever going to go hunt, that I would probably want to hunt a predator. What do you think about that?
And what critters does he hunt?
Oh well, he goes over to Africa. He hunts lions and Cape buffalo. I mean, he hunts the ones that can kill you and your car.
Cape buffalo is about as dangerous as gets.
I think he's killed a couple of elephants.
Really?
Yeah.
They call Cape buffalo Black Death, and they do it for good reason, because I think Cape buffalo and I believe I've read also hippopotamus, believe it, kill more people every year than any other animals in Africa.
Absolutely. Hippos, yeah.
Yeah, they're very dangerous.
With the elephants, I think they allow them to cull herds.
That's very tightly controlled, and when you get old bulls, they can be very disruptive, and they can actually be a detriment to the herd, and they're carefully selected, and if somebody wants to shoot an elephant and can pay the tag for it, which is extremely expensive, the game wardens there select those animals specifically, and they're done to benefit the overall health of the herd.
Yeah, when you get a hold of an elephant and you kill it, it normally has a bunch of scars on it where it's been shot, and it pushes the bullet out. Their skin pushes the bullet back out of them.
Really?
Yeah, that's a predator to me when they're like doing the Wolverine thingy on you where he pushes the bullet out of his head. Yeah.
Yeah, well, there's a huge poaching problem there, so I'm guessing that's what a lot of them have experienced.
Absolutely. So, anyway, I just, in any event, the hog hunting thing, I'm not surprised about that.
Yeah, it's a big, and the thing is, it's almost impossible to keep up with the growth of the population. They breed so quickly. You almost can't kill them fast enough to make a serious dent in the population, and they cause just billions of dollars of damage to croplands every year.
Well, they're pests, they're dangerous, and they're open season on them. But, and I guess one of the problems that comes, well, I don't really, we don't really have time. I've seen my uncle lead out some people on boar hunting with handguns, which is really dicey. And you get so close to them that they can't see you. So when you do get one and you get close enough to it to try to hit it with a handgun, they do have a tendency to not see you and just run into you and maybe rip your leg open, which I can see. Yeah.
Yep.
Anyway, thank you very much for joining me today, sir.
It's a pleasure as always.
Truth About Guns. Today is Hug an AK Day. Today, if you have an AK, I don't own an AK, so I didn't hug any AKs at all. We got hour number 3 coming up inbound. This is Lock and Load.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At CNH Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible with a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation. CNH Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. CNH Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
Frustrated by your lack of shooting accuracy? Mantis X can help. Mantis X is an electronic coaching system that analyzes your shooting mechanics, diagnoses your issues, and recommends improvements, all in real time. Attach the motion sensor to your gun, pair it with our free coaching app on your phone, and start shooting. Mantis X shows you what you're doing wrong. Use Mantis X 3 ways: live fire, dry fire, or airsoft. Shoot, analyze, improve. MantisX.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.